Mike, I'd like you to...
I think we'd all like to make some thanks for all of the work that's gone in here. I'm particularly grateful to all the people in the QA Reference Centre at CIU. Without their really hard work, we wouldn't be able to do any of this. And without the data from the screening QA Reference Centres, cancer register screening units and breast surgeons, we wouldn't have any data to do the work on.
Right. OK, it remains me to thank... to thank you, Jill, for, and your team for doing this, and to invite Mike to summarise the auditor's report on the screening programme, which you have contributed. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting me and allowing me to comment on these. And it does, of course, mean that I really read them in detail, so that's a great advantage for me. I think first comment has to be about the huge success of the screening programme as a whole, and the fact that it has clearly improved and got better and better over time. I think a great deal of that is down to the fact that you've had audit with the programme. Certainly something that we're trying now to replicate in other areas of cancer is this quality of audit. But you really have set the barrier here that people have got to get up to. I also like to sort of comment on the openness of the discussion and the fact that where there are outliers, where there are things that are worth investigating, people have generally looked into that, and I think that's extremely important. I think two particular messages come through for me about where to go next. One is about this issue of patient choice, and hearing more about that and learning more about that, and to what extent is it patient choice, to what extent is it travel times or whatever else. The other is about local recurrence, because that, of course, is one of the main outcome measures that I think we all want to see, and I think we need, therefore, to work out how best we can get to that, both for screen-detected and, of course, for symptomatic cases as well. But I think it's a fantastically good news story. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Many thanks. Thank you to Mike.
Mike, thank you very much. Don't forget your watch. You'll be able to catch your train.